Okay, I'm moving on to the next bit of the talk, which isn't as long, life as whole. So why this aspiration needs to manifest in our daily lives? Our aspirations need to manifest in our lives because that's how we become complete. It makes us whole. It's what makes our hearts whole. We have to embody our higher values. It gives life to our heart and gives heart to our life. When our heart is strong, our life becomes whole. There's continuity. There's this Chinese teaching, which I've recently learnt about, called essence and function. Essence is what we value in ourselves, our inner values, if you like. And function is just how we are, what we're doing, how we're functioning in the world. And the art of essence and function is to make sure those two things are balanced. That our functioning isn't so dominant that we lose contact with our essence, or that our essence isn't so dominant we can't function. Yeah. Quite an interesting model, actually. So when our heart and our life meet truly and well, we no longer compartmentalize between what's spiritual and what is not. So spiritual practice just becomes what we're doing now. Anything else is just fantasy. Yeah, it's just what we think we should be doing. We're not looking for anything special. We've just got a sense of things, spiritual life just being quite ordinary. I think sometimes the way we sort of hold spiritual ideals can put us at odds with our life. Yeah, it kind of separates us from our life. But really they're just this complete thing. We need to embody enlightenment. Doesn't mean that we have to make big grand gestures. We just have to keep stepping forward, yes? Keep progressing. Small acts are equally important. So just get on with your life, but gather your life around this aspiration and allow that heart of aspiration to make its own demands on your life.